Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and trust me, you guys are gonna love this one. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly chugging between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's anxieties? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to conquer that mental chaos? It's called mindfulness, and no, it doesn't involve chanting in the woods unless you really enjoyed that, by all means. Today, we're diving deep into the power of focusing on the present moment. This isn't just some hippy-dippy concept, it's a proven strategy for boosting your mental well-being, improving your relationships, and even acing that presentation you've been stressing about. Think of it like this. The past is history, the future is a mystery, but the present, that's where the magic happens. Okay, so how do we actually do this whole present moment thing? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your mindfulness game. Number 1. Ditch the mental time machine. Seriously, stop replaying those embarrassing moments from high school or obsessing over what you should have done differently yesterday. It's a waste of precious energy. Instead, bring your attention back to what's happening right now. Feel the ground beneath your feet, notice the scent in the air, listen to the sounds around you. The small details are your anchors to the present moment. Number 2. Embrace the power of right here, right now. That delicious cup of coffee? Savor every sip. That conversation with a friend? Be fully engaged and present. Even mundane tasks like washing dishes can become mini meditations if you focus on the sensations involved: the warmth of the water, the feel of the sponge, the sound of the rinsing water. Number 3. Become a master of your thoughts. Our minds are like those squirrels who just can't seem to sit still. They're constantly jumping from thought to thought. That's perfectly normal. But here is the trick. Don't get swept away by them. When you notice your mind wandering, gently guide it back to the present moment. Imagine yourself like a captain steering a ship. Keep that mental rudder focused on where you want to go. Number 4. Find your mindfulness groove. There are tons of ways to cultivate mindfulness. Meditation apps, guided breathing exercises, even taking a mindful walk in nature can be incredibly effective. Experiment and find what resonates with you. Think of it like finding the perfect pair of shoes. Some people love sneakers, others prefer heels, but everyone needs a good fit. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. Learning to focus on the present moment takes practice, just like learning any new skill. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train, and that's okay. Just gently guide it back to the present whenever you notice it's straying. Remember, progress over perfection is always the goal. So, let's talk about a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails flying in your inbox, and suddenly, your boss drops another huge project on your plate. Your mind starts racing, thoughts of stress, overwhelm, and maybe even "I can't handle it all" start popping up. Here's where mindfulness comes in. Instead of getting swept away by those negative thoughts, take a deep breath. Close your eyes for a moment and focus on your surroundings. Feel the chair beneath you, hear the hum of the computer, notice the scent in the air. This simple act can instantly ground you in the present moment, helping you to think more clearly and respond calmly to the situation. You'll be surprised how much calmer and more focused you feel after a quick mindfulness reset. Remember, even in the midst of chaos, there's always a space within us where we can find peace and clarity. That's the power of the present moment. Alright folks, that's it for today's episode. Remember, you don't need to become a Zen master overnight. Just start small, focus on those little moments, and you'll be amazed at how much difference it makes in your life. Now go out there and make the most of this present moment. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of Mental Fortitude Daily.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.